Hello there, and welcome to Pink Milk, where we're serving Star Wars queerly. I'm your host, Brian, and I am so happy to have you here with me right now. If you're new here, welcome to Pink Milk. Can't wait for you to listen to or watch your very first episode. If you're old here, welcome back. You know how much I love you. You know what you're getting into. I said at the top of this show that I appreciate our listeners and my co-hosts, which I do, because I do think every once in a while on this show, Star Wars brings out some emotions in us that are not always easy to talk about and probably not always easy to listen to, because if we're doing our job correctly, it's stirring out some stuff in the listener that isn't always easy to deal with. So I really appreciate that you allow us to take you on those journeys with us. Other times on Pink Milk, we just get really gay and really stupid. And this is one of those really stupid episodes that was so much fun to record. We always end up talking about Lady Gaga, Madonna, Kylie Minogue, Robin, all this pop stuff because, again, we're gay. That's what we do. And we decided, why not build a Star Wars band with characters from all over the galaxy? And that's what we did. So you're about to listen to a very short episode, but an episode chock full of some of the greatest Star Wars bands that you didn't think would ever exist. I hope you want to exist after you listen to this. So can't wait for you to do that. It was a really great time. If you are so interested in watching us live, you can do that every Wednesday on Let's Geeky at 9 p.m. East, right on YouTube. So go over there and subscribe to Pink Milk if you haven't already. And until then, I've got one thing to tell you about. If you've been listening for a minute, you know who sponsors us. Thank you, Manscaped, for sponsoring this episode. If you are new here, thank Manscaped for sponsoring us. We have a great relationship with the people over there at Manscaped. They sell some amazing products from where it all started, the lawnmower. They are now on Lawnmower 4.0. Has like a light bulb. You can take it in the shower with you. Comes from some great accessories to keep everything nice and trimmed and looking better than maybe it would if it wasn't trimmed. I don't know. But they did just launch the beard hedger. And it's great. Look at this fantastic mustache I'm sporting right now. And this nice, perfect little scruffiness, because I am a scruffy looking nerf herder. All of that was brought to you by the beard hedger. So thank you, Manscaped. If you want to have a little nice, scruffy-looking nerf herder business like this on your face, or if you want to be, you know, bedazzled and topiaried down there where some people want to be topiaried, and sometimes, you know, we all need the help we can get down there, you can use our code PINKBALLS at manscaped.com for 20% off your order, plus free shipping here in the States. Again, thank you, Manscaped, for sponsoring this episode, and use our code PINKBALLS to get yourself some saved money. I love to save money. You know what else I love to save? People's ear holes from boringness. So I hope you are not bored while you're listening to this. I hope you laugh a lot with us because we had a really great time. So until I see you here in a few minutes to say goodbye, it's that time. Let's drink up. Yesterday, I tweeted out saying a big thank you to all of our listeners. I adore all of you. I hope you all know that. y'all let us be just like deep. And sometimes I think we can be a hard listen to some of the things we talk about sometimes. And that's great. But then you also let us be really stupid, like we're going to be tonight, and just have a good time. And you're here for that too.
Stupid.
And
yeah, and that's
stupid
awesome.
In like the best possible way. Because tonight we are going to build pop bands. Yeah, we talk about pop divas all the time on the show. So we're like, why don't we just build like a little pop moment in Star Wars? So we're going to play with the entire galaxy of characters, any timeline, any series, any whatever, and we're going to build pop bands.
I got to say, you are not ready for what I have prepared for us this evening. I am like cocky about it. Like yes.
Okay. I have a whole thing. I don't have graphics, but I'm bringing us back to late 90s, early 2000s, the epitome of pop groups. The Spice Girls are still spicing up our lives over in the UK, but there's something new happening here in the United States. It is the bands of boys. And Star Wars isn't going to be the bands of boys because, you know, Star Wars is great. However, there has been, oh my God, I'm blanking on his name. I just had it. Oh my God. Oh God, leave it to Brian. Ron Perlman, not Ron Perlman. Lou Schreimer.
Lou Perlman.
Lou Perlman. Okay. Was the dude who created the Backstreet Boys. Then he created NSYNC. He got in a whole lot of trouble later with tax evasion, all that. So I started thinking, who would be someone who you would think would be really likable, right? And do all these great things and have some sort of charisma and be able to pick out talent, but also would evade taxes. And that got me thinking to one place, Coruscant, where all that kind of stuff is going to happen. Only in Coruscant is there going to be tax evasion and boy band stuff being built, right? Well, we all know right now, inflation is an all-time high. Pair that with bird flu. Eggs are costing us like $95 for 12 eggs, at least here in the United States, right? So our boy, Dexter Jexter, has been screwed.
Ooh.
Eggs are like he's had to shut it down. He had to shut down the diner. So he's like, what can I do? You know what? I've always had a thing for music. And he's going to start a band. And he's going to sell tickets. He's putting together, he's drafting, he's casting the perfect like band.
He's going to call it setup.
Thank you. Blaster Pole is the name of the band. And he's a little bit, you know, he's cool. So it has some graphic design elements. The A in Blaster is an upside down V, and the U in Pole is a V. It's very churches. He's heard that there's like the Scottish singer. She's really great. And so we're going to use that. He's like, okay, we need a front person for this band, right? There's this thing, these mods. I heard about these mods somewhere over in Tatooine. Tatooine is run by the Hutts, and there's this magistrate. He's like setting Tatooine free, and he's heard that he's bringing water back. And there is these young, cool kids that no one liked. They were way too colorful in a land of bland. There's these mods, and he thinks they're on to something. And now there's buzz going on in the galaxy. These young, cool kids who spin and ride scooters of Skittles, and they leave the rainbow trails everywhere they go. They're like, that's where I'm going. This sounds like pop music. This sounds like a little hyper-pop action going on. I'm going to bring hyper-pop to the galaxy, and I need a front person who's got just enough edge and just enough sass that can carry the name Blaster Pole.
Mm.
He headed on down to the only other place that can have it all, Coruscant. Gets down to the lower levels. He's like, who is that bitch with the side cut and a fur coat? I need her. And then this smoky, raspy voice came out. He's like, my front
absolutely.
Woman.
Absolutely.
Rafa Martez, you're my absolutely. Front woman. You're my front woman. You're just a little bit dangerous. That gives you like a Shirley Manson-esque like coolness about you.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets her. And he's like, okay, but she's new. This whole mod thing, it's kind of new. I need people to take me seriously. So he heads over to a city in the clouds where he knew there is this producer, a little old, they're with it. They are with it, and they can update any chips in their head at any time. We get Lobot as a drum loop player, the beat machine, the producer. Lobot might be a little bit old, but all the kids are like, this dude knows where it's at. And he can put together like all the beats that you need to.
Love it.
I love that.
You know, so we wouldn't have any band. We've got, you know, we got the older person, but they're in it. We've got an edgy front person. We need someone cute now, right? Doesn't like all like the good kids need like a cute, like, oh, he's so cute and adorable. Well, you know, this is my band. There's only, we all know who this is going to be. There ain't nobody else. Max Rebo to play the keys. Max Rebo's like, you know what? I've got feet. Everyone thought all I can do is sit in this little thing. I'm going to up the ante. Size noodle, she's out of here. Out. I'm going to play the keytar because the keytar is where it's at. I'm going to get out of my little dome and I'm going to strap on the keys so he can sing and dance with everybody else. And he's like, you know what would really work? We need some edge, though. I need some edge to my keys. Rafa, you're a little rough too. You've got a little heavy metal lover in you. Get that? And what did everyone please?
I got it.
You got a little heavy metal lover in you. We need someone who's a little bit old school, though, like give a little bit of like good respect to Lobot. We need a heavy metal queen. You know where we got to go? Sands of Tatooine. Inspired the mods. We're going to get ourselves some pansexual queen realness. Pelly Motto is going to come up in here and play our electric guitar because she knows the hair metal to the T. It's
absolutely in her DNA. All the hair.
Yep.
Oh, and then Pelly's like, you know what, though? I get, you know what? You kids are bringing in all the kids. I'm going to bring the parents. Have you seen me? Have you seen the way I turned that major domo right on to me? I was even missing a tooth and it was all over me. So I got the parents. But we need a little edge factor. We need a hype person. Have y'all ever heard of Scissor Sisters? Do y'all know who Animatronic is? She was there to pump the crowd up. She's down for Kiki. We need someone that can do that, but also rap because we need some rap verses here or there. We're going to go to that Gungan city over there on Naboo. We're going to pick up some Jar Jar Binks because ain't nobody going to be able to hire, like hype up a crowd like Jar Jar. Who's a Yuza people? We's a Yuza people. That's what it is. So we're all over there. We got some Jar Jar Binks.
Wait, also, I have to say, Molly said that Max puts his whole blissy into it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Just like, I was like, not bussy.
And I also blissy. Like, hey, look at Haley over here. I feel like Pelly gives sax energy. Oh my God, the bitch could play this.
Pelly gives sax energy. That is an astute observation. That's
she's like a full on
level.
Careless whisper going on over
oh
here.
Oh my God. Yes. I love it. Okay. So now we've got a rapper extraordinaire. We've got our metal, and you know, Rafa's like, look, I can't be the only hot bitch up here. We need somebody else. We need, no offense, but it's also Rafa, so you know she's gonna call him out. Like we say, we need a heartthrob. We need someone plays the bass. We need somebody cool who knows they're sexy. We need some BD energy. You know what, we're gonna bring a ginger in. We're going to get some Cal Kestis to come up in here and play the bass guitar for our heart throb.
The bass guitar.
Yeah, see, I'm not in the band. I'm not cool enough for Blaster Pull. I'm not cool enough for that. So, okay. So we've got it all together. We got our band, right? Got it all. We got it all out there. And we need a name of the album. It's our first album. We're going to put
debut
an EP
album
out there.
Or sophomore
it's,
album.
It's an EP. It's like we're going a little like edgy. We're going to
churches. It's the church's vibe. It's the church's EP vibe.
Yeah. 100%. So here we go. The name of the album. Puffer Pig Dust Bunnies.
Love it.
PPDB.
Hot.
Yep.
For the fans. For the real ones.
Yep. And this is their 5-track EP. We're going out there.
Wait. I'd mod my heart for you. It's their like 80s. This is Pelly's idea. We need like an 80s hair metal, like, you know.
Please tell me that's a lead single.
It might just be. We might even do a duel. We might even play to adult contemporary so we can get those parents and play this one mostly for the TikTok people. People Dewbacks and drip.
Ooh. Oh.
So it's got some sick like, hard hip hop beats in there, a little bit of sex appeal. Then we're going to go for the gays. We're going to go for the gays with Dank Ferric Disco.
Okay, that should be the theme of my birthday party next week.
Okay. Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay. And now we got to have the slow jam. We got another one. Twin Suns Over My Hoth Heart.
Oh, I love the hot and cold energy. I love the reds and the blues.
Amazing.
I'm seeing.
Yep.
Okay. And then for the final track, a little throwback to where, you know, a little 80s gem. Mm. La Isla Actuya.
Classic.
That's really good. Very,
very
good.
Romantic sounding.
I also love, I could already see the TikToks being made. It's like the audio is Dewback and Drip sped up version.
What do we got? What do we got?
Are you ready? Okay, so picture it. A mysterious force emerges into the galaxy with haunting electronic sounds never heard before. And these three mysterious masked figures play shows that go on for hours and hours and hours at a time.
Got some deep trance going on. Is that what's going on?
Exactly. Oh. Yes. It's trance, electronica, and everybody who goes to the shows leaves completely exhausted and drained. And the reason why is because these figures are none other than the Sith Triumvirate.
Ooh. Look at this! Is so M on every
this
level.
Is M every level on the Star Wars level, on the music level, on like the deep spiritual experience level. It's like checking all the boxes.
Yes, that's right. Hailing all the way from Malachor 5.
Ooh.
It's Treyas, composed of the Sith Triumvirate of Darth Treya, Darth Nihilus, and Darth Sion.
Oh my God.
Yes.
This
so their tracks are haunting and they speak, they sing in a language that no one can understand, much like Sigur Rós. It's kind of like a mashup of like Sigur Rós with like William Orbit.
Oh my God. This is just 2M. <It's> so perfect. I love it. Oh my God.
Yes. Their first album is called Alliance of Hatred.
Ooh. Ooh. That needs to be the name of your next droplet or fic. I
mean, that's a drabble. A drabble.
I think they're called droplets all the time.
And you're wrong.
What? No, they're called drabbles.
Get me out of this screen. Get me out of this screen.
Oh my God. Yes, that is so good.
This was my first. Oh no, we lost Brian.
Well,
Brian,
he had it coming.
Oh, Chase.
Okay, Chase.
Okie dokie. So, Brian, just don't click it yet. But in the branding
section, ready.
Do not click back cover. I'm only showing the front cover for right now.
Okay,
and we're gonna wait on that. Basically, I've been like in my, I mean, I'm usually always in a 70s rock place. Like that is kind of where I live for a lot of my day to day. And I was like up all night last night watching Fleetwood Mac videos. And then today I was like, what if I do like a Fleetwood Mac vibe? But then I was like, no, I want to just be a little bit more fun. So then I went ABBA. Because if there's one movie I've seen a million times, Mamma Mia, and if there's one band that I literally love, like just for being wholesome and deliciously perfect and sweet and great, it's ABBA. And then I was like, okay, so like, who's in this band? So now if you can pull up the front cover only, not the back cover, we are looking
front
at
cover over.
Oh, what? For those who don't know, ABBA got their name from the first letter of each of the band members' name. So we have here the second letter of each band member's name. So we have the O from Mon Mothma, the U from Qui-Gon and Luke, of course, and the A from Garza. These four, honestly, Luke already is giving like 70s vibes in his outfit, right? Like just delicious disco 80s, 70s vibes. And then Mon Mothma would just be like the perfect, almost like the Christine in Fleetwood Mac, just like grounded.
R.I.P. maternal. Christine McPhee.
I know.
R.I.P.
But she would like, you know, Mon Mothma would fit that vibe. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. In terms
of dynamic, right? And then you have Qui-Gon also just kind of being like the quiet old guy. You know what I mean? who's like a vibe, and he's just like the hot, daddy of the group. Mm-hmm. And then you have Luke, who's kind of like the relatable, like entry point in, right? So this is like, this is the vibe.
God, this is so good.
Thank you. So O-ua. I also think it's very Star Wars sounding. Like O-ua is like just very Star Wars sounding to me.
Mm-hmm.
So this album is called Yavin Lu. You might have noticed it's their debut album based off of Waterloo, a very famous battle in Star Wars, Yavin. So we got Yavin Lu by O-ua.
Nice.
They follow. They follow up that lead single with, honestly, the song of the summer. It's called Our Last Rotation. Instead of Our Last Summer, we get Our Last Rotation by O-ua. It's kind of a little more wistful for them. You know what I mean? And then, you know what? Like you said, inflation has never been worse, Brian. Wouldn't it be nice to have money, money, money? But in Star Wars, of course, we call this track Credits, Credits, Credits. I had too much fun with this.
Oh, this is so good.
And then I'm going to tell you when to bring up the pack ever. Not yet. But side B, we got Dancing Droid. It's a classic. It comes on in every cantina. Like, who doesn't love Dancing Droid? Then we have When I Kissed the Daimyo.
Wait, one more time.
And it's When I Kissed the Daimyo. Specifically written from Garza Fwip's POV. That was like what she brought to the table. And then you can pull up the track list. You can pull up back cover, because the album closes out with, not thank you for the music, but thank you for the jizz.
Beautiful. So good. So good. Amazing.
Thank you for the jizz.
Oh my God.
So
this typeface choice is fantastic.
Thank you.
I knew the whole time. I was like, oh my God, the eyes are gonna be on me with these font choices.
You went 70s. So there needs to be a hidden track after your last song. Oh my God, and I just blanked. I'm so sorry.
The last song is Thank You for the Jizz, Brian. That one was specifically for you.
I swallowed and I forgot. Because after Thank You for the Jizz, there's a hidden track. It's at like minute 7:42 is when all of a sudden, Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Mando After Midnight comes on.
Absolutely.
Oh, that is so good.
That is so good. Absolutely. It's perfect for a hidden track.
That is like Queen level. Like, you didn't even have a moment to think about that. Bitch just had it right there. Queen.
That is so good.
Put on your little crown. Good. Do your little Britney dance. And I'm back. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you had a good time. I hope you laughed a lot. If you almost spit out some water, even better. If you almost spit out some pink milk, perfect. If you're interested in what you heard and you liked it and you haven't joined our Patreon yet, check it out in the show notes below. You have the ability to hear the whole live stream if you missed it live over there on Patreon. It's up there now. So if that's something you want to do, check it out. We also have a Discord. All of the information is on Patreon. Just click down below. $5 a month would really, really, really help us. It's helped us build this whole new studio. So thank you to everyone who's supporting us already, and thank you to those of you who will support us in the future. Until then, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Serving Pink Milk, where you will get all the latest on the show and a whole lot of gayness in the social media networks. Check the show notes below for where to find Em and Chase. And you know what? Until next week, next time you hear us, maybe you're going to listen to another episode now. I don't know. Until next time, thank you very much, and let's drink up. Bye.